Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending May 24th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news, new national ID system bill to be introduced by end of 2019. Delroy Chuck, Jamaica's Minister of Justice, disclosed that a bill addressing a new national identification system would be drafted over the summer of 2019 and likely be tabled in the House of Representatives in September. After being referred to a new joint select committee from both Parliament houses, the bill would hopefully be approved in November. Prison or fines could be imposed for wasting water during drought. Jamaicans could face prison sentences or fines if they are caught wasting water during the continuing drought conditions in the country. The National Water Commission, NWC, states wasting water or using excessive amounts of potable water for non-essential purposes would be considered a prosecutable offence. A prohibition notice will take effect on May 24, 2019. The Commission is imposing stronger measures to conserve water, as the limited amount of potable water available must be saved for essential uses only, like drinking, cooking, washing, bathing, and sanitation. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean share of international cargo industry increasing. There has been a rapid growth in the share of the global cargo industry represented by Caribbean nations. The growth has been attributed to the 2016 widening of the Panama Canal, which emphasized the strategic importance of the region in servicing North America. The Caribbean has a large network of international connections arising from its location at the crossroads of East West and North-South sea routes. Kingston Wharves in Jamaica and Point Lisas in Trinidad and Tobago are key gateways to the Eastern and Southern Caribbean. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. New point-based green card system introduced by United States. It may become harder for Jamaicans to obtain United States passports after a proposal from the current U.S. government administration that will make major changes in how green cards are provided. The proposal would make drastic reductions in the number of family-based green cards. It will also move policies toward a points-based system that will prioritize factors such as education and skills and proficiency in the English language. This week's business news. Production of nutraceutical to provide 160,000 new jobs. Some 160,000 new jobs are likely to be created in the production stage of nutraceuticals promoted by the National Commission on Science and Technology, which has recently received a patent. The product is called Zon-T-Zon, a plant researched jointly by the Commission, Northern Caribbean University, and other international institutions. The launch of the product is scheduled for June 24, 2019, by Zon International Holdings. According to the Commission's Director General, Professor Errol Morrison, the product is the first plant patented in the United States in 50 years. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. National Youth Orchestra of Jamaica to play Emancipation Park. The National Youth Orchestra of Jamaica, NYOJ, will present Melodies of Empowerment on Sunday, May 26, 2019 at Emancipation Park. Featured at the concert will be guest musicians from the Global Leaders Program who will perform with the orchestra's professional instructors and popular Jamaican artists. The concert will highlight the senior and junior orchestras, the string orchestra, and the symphonic band. The concert showcases the young musicians from 7 classical training centers and more than 40 participating schools. This week's sports news. Members of World Cup Reggae Girls team named. The members of the Reggae Girls squad, who will play at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France in the summer of 2019, were officially announced by the team's technical staff. Head coach Hugh Menzies and his team confirmed the 22 players, although one spot remains vacant. It could go to Havana Solon, who is waiting for clearance from FIFA, the world governing body for football. Defenders Chanel Hudson-Mark and Tiffany Cameron, along with the attacking trio of Kyla McCoy, Cheyenne Matthews, Olufolo Asadi, Adamolekan, are the emerging players who were selected by the coaches for the tournament. They will join the core players who led the team's historic qualification, Captain Konya Plummer, the prolific Khadija Bani Shaw, and the young and crafty winger Jodie Brown. Goalkeepers Nicole McClure, Sydney Schneider, and Yasmin Jameson kept their places, as did Chinyelu Asher, Lauren Silva, Marlo Sweatman, Sashana Campbell, Toriana Patterson, Dominique Bond-Flaza, Denisha Blackwood, Ashley Shim, Trudy Carter, and the history-making siblings Alison and Chantel Swaby. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.